I've always forgotten to check that.
Huh?
What are the two biggest churches in Broken Bow?
Biggest churches?
Yeah.
The Baptist, First Baptist is one big church, and the Pentecostal.
I made some assembly of God in that new Presbyterian.
Yeah.
You know, it built out
behind
where the water
was. It might be the biggest now. I don't know Presbyterian. But the Baptist and the Pentecostal are two of the biggest churches. You know the big brick you went by, you know, from the Passmore store, the big brick on the corner there, that's the Assembly of God Church. It'll have
right
like
on the corner. Big brick. Crossing the bank.
I don't know if I noticed it. I know I did, but
you
know,
did you notice the bank?
Yeah.
Well, it's just
across the street, the bank, right north.
On the corner, just over there. The bank's on this corner, and it's on that corner, going north. It's north of the bank. And the store on the right-hand side, still be north. Northeast. That's the Passmore store. That's a big drop building, too. And Broken Bow is just a good old country town. Did you know me and my wife can go up there and visit all day among the people up there? And we just get along with them fine as well, you know?
They're nice people.
It's
just, it's our old
country town, you know. It's old home folk, and they come out here, you know. They they not know. They're not no rich folks up there, you see. It's just a country town.
Well, the people who own the hotel, have they owned that hotel a long time?
Oh, yeah. As long as I've known. The old man rolled on a wheelchair, and I never did ask him what caused him to be crippled. He looked well on it.
Yeah, his feet were bandaged today.
Huh?
His feet were bandaged today.
Oh, really? I noticed that. He didn't have long shoes and rolled on a wheelchair.
He was bandaged today.
I guess he suffered from something. Might be rheumatism, it could be not.
Whoever it is, I don't think I want it. I think he could stand to lose about 50 pounds.
Yeah, maybe 100.
Imagine that's one thing causing his troubles.
Could be.
Too much. And they feed him good.
No exercise. Oh, they feed very well.
I never did anything.
Well, all the people that work for Choctaw Lumber Company, everyone that works for Choctaw Lumber Company don't live here. They eat at that hotel. All the woodworkers and everybody that don't live down here, you know, comes in and do woodwork and things like that, they eat that hotel. Bound to be good if they wouldn't come there. They have plenty.
You know,
don't
I saw a big one in the tank.
No, there's another one down
there. Well, they ain't like that. They don't feed.
Don't you?
They don't feed them, they don't do nothing, just have beds for people. And I don't think it's the first place I've ever been.
This is pretty nice, and it seems to be pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, when somebody studies about a church, let's say he's not a member, and then he becomes a member, what do you say he's done?
If he has been a member.
No, he hasn't been a member, and then he's become a member.
Yeah, we just say join the church.
He joined the church, what we talk about.
And in church, you pray to...
pray to God for something, you know, we want to ask for it, you know.
And the preacher, when he delivers a what? You call it anything else?
Yeah.
We'll read a...
We old time they called it the sermon, you know.
The what?
The sermon.
The
sermon, they'd say that's old time word, you know, an old back, way years back.
Yeah, I sure like it when he gets after those sinners. Just so he doesn't get too close to home.
The old preacher's long. You know, I've come to my senses. Last night I told you, about the preachers. You know, we had this up last night, something about preachers.